Hey guys, don't forget, if you'd like to support me, you'd like to support this show, head over to Instagram and follow me there. I'm X1TheGamer on Instagram, X1TheGamer on Instagram. I would love to have you follow me over there. There's some behind the scenes stuff, some pictures I take. I communicate that way. That's where I communicate. Anyways, now to the show. Today is Friday, October 11th, 2019. And we're talking all things Blizzard. That's right. On Fridays, we go over the biggest news story of the day. And that's what we're going to do today on another edition of the Gamer Daily News Podcast. All the biggest game news stories delivered in less than 10 minutes. Thank you very much for joining me. My name is X1. Let's do this. Story this week has everything to do with China. You've all seen the NBA stuff with China, probably, where an NBA GM tweeted out free Hong Kong in support of Hong Kong, and China is now censoring all the NBA stuff, and NBA kind of came out and gave a comment on it and said we're not gonna crack down on the freedom of speech, but they're kind of tiptoeing. I think they should come out and say China's government is a murderous regime that's murdered more people than the Holocaust and imprisons dissidents every single day, and we stand with the people. But they're not about to say anything like that because they're afraid of losing money. In gaming, Blizzard has kind of a similar situation, and it's interesting that it's taking place kind of simultaneously in parallel with what's happening with the NBA. Blizzard has suspended one of its players, Blitzchung, from a Hearthstone Grandmasters competitions for his comments in an interview about freeing the people, liberating Hong Kong. And there's been all kinds of news about, there's basically been a news story every single day this week. Yesterday, some Blizzard employees staged a walkout over the Hearthstone Grandmaster's suspension. Didn't look like there was very many people. There's a bunch of signs being covered up at Blizzard. Signs that say, like, we stand with people, or everyone is, you know, one voice or something like that. They've covered up signs. Basically, the employees are saying, hey, this is not what Blizzard clearly stands for. If they're suspending players for saying, hey, I stand with the people and I stand against murderous regimes and the murderous communist dictator regime that is China. Blizzard, though, makes a lot of money in China. Blizzard has a huge gaming base in China, as does the NBA, right? And this is where this is kind of becoming tricky for these companies. And I just think it's interesting. Ultimately, my personal opinion, and you could agree with me, you could disagree with me, I think it's the wrong choice for Blizzard. I think Blizzard, you're never making the correct choice when you side with a murderous dictatorish regime that is the communist Chinese government. They just put a guy in jail who tweeted out a picture of himself in a Houston Rockets jersey that said, liberate Hong Kong. China put that guy in jail. That happens every single day. They have put Muslims in internment camps, in re-education internment camps, to ensure, quote unquote, that they're not terrorists. Like, they are a bad government. You should stand for the people, Blizzard, and stand against the murderous government. And this is just weak, in my opinion. I could be wrong. You could let me know where I'm wrong over on Instagram, X1TheGamer at Instagram. Anyways, I do think this is the biggest news story of the week, and I don't think we've seen the end of it. And I think Blizzard is pretty scummy for putting the bottom dollar over its values. And I think that those employees, normally I don't stand with these walkouts and stuff, but I do think these employees are correct. And I'm sure that there's a lot more employees that support walking out, but didn't because they're afraid of losing their jobs. But Blizzard, I like your games. You're a hell of a developer, but this was a crappy move. And in my opinion, I think it was the wrong move. But you can let me know where I'm wrong. Again, over at Instagram, X1TheGamer, you can let me know there. Just comment on any of my pictures. I always reply to the comments, so follow me there. Thank you very much, guys. I love doing this. I love bringing you the news every single day. Gaming is fun. Besides this news story that has some real world complications? Is that even a thing? I don't know. But gaming is fun. I love doing it. I love gaming. I love being a part of people that no matter where you're from in the world, no matter what your beliefs are, we can come together as gamers and have fun and enjoy this hobby. If you like this, head over to iTunes, rate, review, and subscribe to us there. It really helps the show. I will see you guys first thing Monday morning. Have a great weekend, guys. Bye-bye.